AMWRCE and 107.7 FM W299CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump has pulled the trigger on tariffs, 25% on exports from Mexico and Canada, 10% on goods from China. Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer today on The Price.
The budget lab at Yale, nonpartisan, scientific, says these tariffs could cost the American family an average of about $1,200 a year. And even a conservative tax, even a conservative group, the Tax Foundation, said it could cost families $830.
Turmoil at USAID as Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency moves to take control. Sources say staffers have been locked out, top officials placed on leave, the chief of staff resigned. Musk on social media called USAID a criminal organization. Recovery efforts at the Potomac crash site. Dozens of victims' families of those on the American Eagle airliner and the Army helicopter that collided gathering near the scene of the crash for a memorial today. 55 of the 67 victims have been recovered and identified. This is ABC News. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is scheduled to meet with President Trump at the White House Tuesday. Now, this comes as negotiations start tomorrow on the second phase of the ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. ABC News foreign correspondent Britt Clendett is in Tel Aviv.
Lots of sticking points do remain, including those two points, the IDF complete withdrawal and who governs Gaza. Israel has always maintained that it does not want Hamas to keep power, and Hamas has used this time to really project this image of authority, order, power, and send a message that it still controls Gaza. So as I say, lots of details still to hammer out before we reach that second phase.
A prognostication that a lot of people won't like, but not completely unexpected. Early today, the world-famous groundhog Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow, and that, according to tradition, dating back more than a century. Well, that means six more weeks of wintry weather. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music until midnight tonight. I'm Jimmy Kay, Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. You could buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. We've got a huge show for you tonight. Let's dive right in. We'll kick the show off with a double dip of Porky's Groove Machine. It's Spice Girls. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Spice Girls, muy caliente. their style is in mint condition. Oh, you know you don't need a cardamom of a mom when her moves are sweet as cinnamon. Oh, they are the Spice Girls,
muy caliente.
They're not here to give you saint advice. They came out to spice up the night. Say,
Spice Girls, muy caliente.
They're not here to make you beans and rice. They came out to spice up the night. When your beer is flat and your food tastes so bland, when your life's devoid of flavor, you've got no time to waste.
About Sandy T, a real G from Mill V. You think G stands for gangster, but it's grandma, you see. She's got a sick posse. A corgi name is Libby. Though she may be turning 80, she's still got energy. She be hitting the gym. You ever heard of water walking?
No.
She's deaf to the left, but fine to the right. Man, that stuff is tight. They crochet all day. Legend of the bay. And boys be breaking necks and trying to be get them turtlenecks. She's a mother of three, and those boys, they give her grief. She's always losing glasses, but she's finding love for me. My grandma's Jewish.
What?
And she's such a gracious host. She's cooking up latkes and a challah French toast. That chick went to Cuba and she taught them how to dance, cause she's the clave master. Just try and catch her. You think you got a renter, but chucks, so you know she's master in a Prius Accord, cause she got her knees replaced. But call her Inspector Gadget, cause she lives her life as she drinks coffee and tea, cause she ain't messing around. I can guarantee she's the best grandma around.
Cause they're the Spice Girls,
muy caliente.
Spice Girls.
it's too cold. You don't want to risk it for just one second under the sun. Let's go boogie.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. A double dip of Porky's Groove Machine to get us going on this Saturday evening. That was SAD, Seasonal Affective Disorder, is the acronym there. Of course, I'm sure we all have that right now, being as February 1st. Spice Girls before that. No shows on the books right now for Porky's Groove Machine. I'm hopeful they'll be coming to Madison sometime in the 2025 season. Good evening, everybody. My name is Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. Original local music from Wisconsin is what we do, and we do it quite well. Plus, we have a great show for you tonight. A lot of awesome guests. Coming up later this hour, we're going to talk with the host of Nightlight here on Civic Media. His name is Pete Schwaba. He's a great guy. We'll talk about his comedy, his films, and so much more. Pete Schwaba coming up later this hour. Joey B. Banks and Yuval Lopez Rodriguez from Automatic Lover and Play Machine will join me in the 7 o'clock hour. In the 8 o'clock hour, Terry Barr has a chat with director and writer Michael Graff about the movie Green and Gold. That's being released in Wisconsin this weekend. Perhaps you've already seen it. Also tonight, Ja Boogie from Natty Nation will pop in after 9 o'clock, and Rob Roberts will have After Hours starting at 10 o'clock today. Of course, you want to be part of the show, you could do that. Throw me a text, 844-967-2789, or text me through the Civic Media app. It's the best way to do it. On the way this hour, we got music from the Big Payback, Hot Like Mars. We'll do some Katie Scullin right now. These guys have a show February 8th at the High Noon Saloon with Mark Croft. It's Fat Function. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I've been sitting at this desk job waiting for five to come. Dealing with the folks that don't know where I'm coming from. Now, when the clock strikes, it'll be me, I'll be leaving. Yeah. I say, take it easy, greasy, 'cause it's Friday evening. Get dressed up, polish my shoes. Going out this evening, I'm gonna shake off these blues.
Every day. Don't waste your time playing games.
I ain't got no time to waste.
You got to keep the faith. So drive all night, but stay awake.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. The Big Payback there and Running With Fire. Hot Like Mars before that from Chicago, Illinois. That was Hit It Hard. You know, the Big Payback, they got a huge show coming up on Saturday, March 29th here in Madison at the Majestic. It's the 7th annual Respect, a celebration of women in history. Now, check out this lineup. Teresa Marie from the People Brothers Band singing Chaka Khan. Lo Marie doing Chappelle Roan. Genevieve Hayward is coming back to Wisconsin doing Brandi Carlile. Raquel Ilman doing Madonna. Candace Griffin, Katie Cass, Nico Murphy, Molly Fish from the Big Payback, Cassidy Lunn. And it's all going to be backed with the music of the Big Payback. It's going to be really cool. Respect, a celebration of women and music, happening Saturday, March 29th at the Majestic here in Madison. Get your tickets right now at MajesticMadison.com. Just around the corner, we got Pete Schwaba. He's from Nightlight here on Civic Media. We're going to talk to Pete about his stand-up comedy career, his film, The Godfather of Green Bay, and how he landed a gig on the radio here at Civic Media. It's all coming up in just a couple of minutes. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, 3 locations in Madison, and you can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Madison, great food and drink, live music. You can watch the big game on the big screens. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison, or online at LazyOafLounge.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new. So I just decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best place with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day?
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Movetomadison.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Don't forget, hit the podcast. For some reason, Max Inc. Radio is down right now. I think the squirrels chewed away some cables or something like that. So you get all the podcasts that you want. Civicmedia.us, just click on the Max Inc. Radio page and you'll find it all. Live in the lair, all the interviews, all the shows, busted out for you right there. Civicmedia.us, the Max Inc. Radio page. While you're there, too, make sure you grab the Civic Media app. Oh, and you want more podcast? Sure, we can help you out with that. May I recommend Nightlife with Pete Schwaba here on Civic Media, weeknights, 6 to 8 p.m. And on the phone with me right now is the host, Pete Schwaba. Pete, good evening, and welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Jimmy, thanks for having me. And let me just say, that was one heck of a segue from podcast into Nightlight. So I appreciate the promo. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, I appreciate your show, Pete. One of the reasons I wanted to have you here on Max Inc. Radio is I'm kind of a fan. I really enjoy your show, Nightlife, Nightlight on Civic Media. It's a good palate cleanser after a full day of political talk on the network here.
Well, yeah, that's what, you know, I hope to do every night. I know people get, I mean, look, we're really polarized right now as it is. and even talking about partisan politics or politics with people you agree with can get exhausting. So I do think it is a good palate cleanser, as you say. And that's what we try to do. We try to have people, you know, join the show that want to give us a few laughs or talk some movies and TV or fun things happening in Wisconsin. It's a really fun show to do. And I've learned a lot about Max Inc. too, because we have Terry Barr on every Friday nights for our bar band Friday night segment, which has been fun. So right back at you, buddy.
She just had a birthday Thursday night. She had a big old birthday.
Yes.
Congratulations. Happy birthday to Terry. Hey, Pete, I know when I started listening to your show, I really didn't know much about you as a person. I knew that you were a stand-up comedian. I know you did some movies in the past, but it was kind of interesting. So when I booked you for this interview, I felt compelled to do a little prep. And I actually went to Amazon. I downloaded the movie, The Godfather of Green Bay. And I loved it.
Oh, thank you.
I absolutely loved it.
Thanks.
I thought it was a great film. Did you start with stand-up comedy, or did you start with writing and directing?
I started with stand-up comedy. And I, you know, when I was really young, I used to watch Woody Allen films, and Albert Brooks, and Harold Ramis. And I love the guys that could write and direct or do stand-up and direct. And that's kind of... I really didn't know what I was doing when I made A Godfather of Green Bay, at least in terms of a directing standpoint. Like, I had done stand-up, and then I wrote this script about stand-up and incorporated other elements of my life. And I found a producer who was a pretty sharp guy and seemed to respond to it, so we teamed up to make it together. And then, you know, when it came to directing, I just kind of surrounded myself with really good people. Like, I was smart enough, I guess, to know what my limitations were. So, yeah, we had a phenomenal time making that movie. And we had Tony Goldwyn up in my little hometown of Marinette for 6 days, and Lauren Holly for a couple weeks, and Thomas Lennon. It was just an absolute blast making the film in Northeast Wisconsin.
Now, that was your first film that you made, correct?
Well, when I moved to L.A., I think I had sold a couple films, like, to bigger studios before we made that. And part of the reason I wanted to make The Godfather of Green Bay was because my writing partner at the time, Greg Liana, shot a little film called Meet the Parents, which went on to become this huge franchise, Meet the Parents. And I found it to be a great way to be more involved in the movie making process. Like, you know, we sold another film called The Guy Thing to MGM, and they ended up making it. It came out in 2003, but it was sort of like, oh, thanks for the script, guys, we'll see you later. Whereas making a film like The Godfather of Green Bay, you know, I wrote it, directed it, I even raised all the money, and I played the lead role. I mean, I was completely immersed in the entire project.
Yeah.
So it was like going to film school, and that was really fun. Like, I didn't sleep for a month, but I didn't even care. You know, it was just such a blast.
That's amazing. And like I said, the movie was very enjoyable. I'm glad I downloaded it from Amazon. Let's go back to your stand-up career. You're from Chicago. Is that where you started doing stand-up comedy?
Yeah, I was born and raised the first part of my childhood on the northwest side of the city, about 2.5 miles west of Wrigley Field by the Kennedy Expressway. Moved to Marinette when I was in junior high. And then went back to Chicago and went to DePaul University and started doing stand-up comedy when I was there. So I was kind of Chicago-based as a comedian, and then went to L.A. for 14 years after that. It kind of moved on from stand-up and just started writing, and somehow ended up back in Marinette. Now I host a show on PBS, and I'm doing civic media work and absolutely loving it. So... yeah, I guess you can. It doesn't really matter where you live in some ways. I'm still trying to put movie projects together, but not as enthusiastically as I used to be. But they're still out there.
When you were going to DePaul, what was the catalyst for, hey, I want to do some stand-up comedy? Were you writing before college, or what was the day where you said, hey, I'm getting on stage to do with this?
That's a great question, Jimmy, and I ask a lot of guests that are comedians that same question, so I'm kind of glad you asked that. I'm not used to getting asked that question, but I think, you know, for every comic, at least when I was like 18, 19, I would, you know, friends would laugh at you and you'd go, would this translate to stage? Do I think I could do this? So I got up the courage to do like a coffee house show open mic at DePaul, in one of their little rooms where they have this big show every year. And, you know, it went pretty well. So I entered a comedy contest in Chicago called the Young Hotshots of Chicago something or other college competition. And I won it. And it was all from various colleges around Chicago. There was like 10 finalists. And I think I had a little bit of an advantage because there were a lot of kids from DePaul there. But it was fun. And I thought, oh, maybe I could do this after I won it. And then I went to open mics and it's like, oh, that was a kind of a different kind of awakening because there was no one from DePaul in the audience when I would go to these open mics around the city. And that's where you kind of get your chops as a comedian, you know?
Right. What was your first bomb like? Where was the show and what was the circumstances where you kind of laid an egg? Everybody has that.
Yeah. I've had a couple that come to mind were in both in Chicago. One was at a club called the Funny Firm, where at the end of the club's run, they were running three rooms and paper in the room, like just giving out free tickets and charging people exorbitant drink prices. Like the crowds were horrible. Mm. And I got heckled and I went back at the guy and it was just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I remember walking through the crowd going, I hope that guy takes a swing at me so I can take a swing at him. Like, that's how mad I was. And I'm glad nothing ever happened, obviously. But then there was another room on the south side called the TNT Comedy Hook. And I was just bad that night. I don't know what it was. I just was not getting anything. To quote my friend Paul Gilmartin, you could hear a bead of sweat roll down my back. Like, that's how quiet the room was. And when I left the stage, someone said, all right, a big hand for Pete Schwab. And as I was walking by this table of young guys, I heard one of them say, finally, in response to me being done. Like, I was like, oh my God. Like, so, you know, nothing too traumatic, but yeah, every comic has their bad shows.
I am not a stand-up comedian, but I've emceed shows and of course a radio show. And sometimes I'll try to lay a funny out for the people and it lands as flat and especially on stage, that is nerve wracking. It really grows character in my opinion.
It absolutely does. Yeah. Every comic goes through that. And, it's funny. I still kind of consider myself a comedian in some ways. And my best friends are still from my stand-up days, but I really only did stand-up for like 7 or 8 years on the road. And, you know, it was fun because all those TV shows were out there, Evening at the Improv, Caroline's, Comic Strip Live. So I got to do all those shows because it was kind of during the boom of comedy.
Yeah.
But once I sold a script, I was like, you know, this is a lot easier than working the road and I could be home with my wife. And then I had a couple kids. So, but it's still those comedy bones are still in you, you know?
Absolutely. Pete Schwab here, host of Nightlife here on Civic Media. Check it out. Weeknights, 6 to 8 p.m. Pete, I was going to ask you what your favorite film is that you've done, but that's such a hard question to answer. Let me ask you this. Is there a script that you've written that you just regret never making into a film?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, I have one right now called The Snowball Effect that I've been trying to raise money for, and I've had money for it at various times. And then, you know, there's a pandemic or we lost our lead actor because he was kind of a big name and went to do a bigger project, a Marvel movie, you know. It's like making an independent film, you have to get all your ducks in a row. It almost has to be a perfect storm. Mm-hmm. So it's a crime thriller. I'm still trying to get it made at a budget of like under $2 million. But another script that I sold with my partner, Greg, was called Dream Girl. And we sold that to Warner Brothers and that never got made. And that hurt. That was like one of the funniest things we'd ever written. It was like kind of a Notting Hill meets Fatal Attraction. And, you know, it was people were really high on it when we sold it. And then I don't know, the Hollywood just works in weird ways. Sometimes they get onto something else or the script of the moment. And all of a sudden your script's been sitting on the shelf for 10 years, you know, and probably will never get made at this point. It is really frustrating. That's why I like kind of pursuing independent films too, to make sure it gets made, you know?
Right. You get to keep what's yours for sure. How did the stand-up comedy, acting, directing, writing, land you a gig here at Civic Media hosting Nightlife on the weekends?
Oh, that's another great question. You know, I met Terry Bell, who was the news director there for a while back years ago when I was a guest on a show called Director's Cut on PBS Wisconsin. And I was talking about that film with the host. And I brought Lance Barber with me, who was also in the movie. And he was on Young Sheldon recently, ended his run there, a great actor. But the two of us went on there, and we did an interview with Terry after. I kind of kept in touch with him. And when he started working for Civic Media, he knew I had done some radio at some stations in Milwaukee and kind of did some guest hosting and knew I liked to talk about entertainment and stuff like that. He kind of introduced me to Sage and, some other people there, my crew, Catherine Lake, and it just worked out. They thought maybe, oh, this could be good, a show like this after a day of talking about politics. So I tip my hat. I love that they had faith in the show and they still seem very supportive of it. And I love doing it. So it's like I think I told Sage a while ago, it's just good to have a home. Like, I've been self-employed most of my adult life, and it's kind of been fun working for a company, especially a company like Civic Media that lets you, talk about music like you guys do, or talk about show business, and talk about current events and politics during the day. So I just kind of got lucky and fell into the right place, I guess.
I love it. Obviously you talk about movies, entertainment, comedy, but you also bring the local aspect into your show, which is obviously what we do here at Max Inc. Radio. We talk a lot about Wisconsin. I know with Thursday night, you were talking about the Door County Film Festival. You always have local musicians on. Is there a specific local musician that you've had on that you're really fond of and maybe can't wait to have them back again?
There's a few. I've had Eric Gelland on from Mascot Theory. And most of these people I met through you guys and Terry Barr. Mm-hmm. I love Katie Scullin, her music. We've had a band on, Northeast Wisconsin band called Radio for Pets, who
They're
are a
awesome.
Punk band who just rock. And three of the guys are from Marinette, where I live right now. I can't believe that these guys are from there because they're just fantastic. And then a band called 7,000 Apart that's Green Bay based as well. So we've gotten lucky, there's some great music in Wisconsin, and it's been really fun to get to know some of these musicians, by and large, through the help of you guys. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for playing their music. Now, one of the things I love about your show, Nightlight, is your producer, Conrad. I think his compliment to the show with what you're doing is great. It seems like, though, a lot of the people that are listening to Nightlight are related to Conrad. Like, his whole family listens. Have you been invited to the family reunion?
You know what? I'm still kind of waiting for that invitation, Jimmy, and I'm not holding my breath. I got to be honest with you. They come across as very nice people, the Kriegers, but I have my doubts, and I'm not going to lie to you. They're crafty people. No, they're great. They love to text the show. And Conrad's a good sport because I kind of pulled him onto the air, whether he liked it or not. And he just kind of ran with it. Now I think he has a pretty good time with it. So
I love it. It's fun to listen to. Nightlight with Pete Schwabo. Weeknights 6 to 8 p.m. here across the Civic Media Radio Network. Pete, I really appreciate you taking the time to join us on a Saturday evening. If people want to connect with you, ask you questions, or just maybe buy a beer sometime, how do we do that?
Text the show when I'm on. I love when people interact with the show. Find me on social media. I'm on Blue Sky, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, but I don't really check my Instagram. But yeah, I'm around. I'm not a hard guy to find. And I love it when people interact with the show. I love finding out what they're watching, what they're listening to. So definitely reach out and let's keep this thing going.
Rock and roll, Pete. Hey, stay good, and I appreciate you, and hopefully see you sometime soon in the future in person.
You too, Jimmy. Thanks for having me on, and my best to Rocker. Speedy recovery.
Absolutely. Can't wait to have him back. Let's do some Katie Scullin. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Katie Scollin, Unfailing. That's her latest single. No shows in the books for Katie right now. Hopefully she'll be doing some shows very soon. And hey, thanks to Pete Schwaba of Nightlight here on Civic Media for joining me tonight. Great conversation. Don't forget, you could catch Nightlight weeknights 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. Of course, you can grab the podcast too for Nightlight at civicmedia.us. Coming up just around the corner, we got a double dip of the Flavor That Kills. They got a big show that I'll tell you all about, the Happy Hour of Love, coming up after the news break. That's happening on Valentine's Day. Plus, new music from Sam Lyons and Yuel Lopez Rodriguez and Joey B. Banks will join me next hour from Automatic Lover and Play Machine. Let's do some Sexy Esther right now. It's Love Bubble. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Sync Radio. Radio for the people.
For me, I fell in love.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump posting on a social media platform that he'll be stopping all future funding to South Africa, accusing the country of confiscating land and treating certain classes of people unfairly. This ending a weekend where he imposed trade tariffs on the United States' biggest trading partners, 10% on goods from China, 25% on those from Mexico and Canada. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze on the impact for Americans.
The auto sector, highly exposed. New car prices could go up $3,000 on average if the tariffs stay in effect. And with 60% of imported crude oil coming from Canada, drivers could feel pain at the pump, too. Gas Buddies says prices could rise 20 cents in regions like the Midwest and Northeast.
Recovery efforts at the Potomac plane helicopter crash site. Dozens of victims and families gathering near the scene for a memorial. Officials saying moments ago that 55 of the 67 victims have been recovered and identified. This is ABC News.